This first one is called Looking at Satan. It's a prose poem, kind of a fable. Looking at Satan. Since his fall, Satan hasn't known who he is anymore. Simple truths have become hidden. Kissing women, he thinks, will they taste like fruit or meat? When he kisses men, their lips feel like bread crust, their skin like unwashed sheets. For my sisters, screwing high school boys in the boathouse became a habit. They enjoyed the deviance, their skin that smelled like mildew and life jackets. If Satan was actually here on Earth, he would certainly not be my poor father, retreating after the fact to walled cities, selling painted roosters as luck charms in golf resorts. He would certainly not be the man at the party who grabbed my hand saying softly, "This is difficult, but someone ought to tell you. In the past few months, you've gained a lot of weight." Looking at Satan, you can find no landing ground on his face. His left eye rolls towards the west while his nose slides into his cheek. He would certainly be a man, though, hairy, the way that flies can be hairy, with tight iridescent skin like the flies that infect horses or bots. Death-defyingly handsome and sickening, appearing perhaps in the form of a long-lost uncle. So beautiful, my sisters would collect the soda cans he slurped and the spoons he licked and make them into altars. They would shun the boathouse boys and practice kissing each other. So beautiful, my brothers would ground their speedboats on marshes, zoom their motorbikes off trails. At night, they would dream of bending over backwards and falling into him like a pool and wake up sweating. Even my father would devise transparent ways of keeping Satan up late in the parlor, trying to grasp his mutable yet irresistible countenance. Only my mother would know the truth and not be fooled. Unfortunately, she would have had such a rich history of useless homilies that when she spoke the truth about Satan, no one would listen. Years later, when her ranting actually came from the voice of an old woman, she would finally be heard to say, "The devil's in this house, and he's using us to remind him of himself." Then she would take all the mirrors down and bury them in the backfield.